In Britain, a serial letter bomber appears to have struck again. 9 people have been injured by recent bombs. Police say they fear there may be more to come. The bombs have targeted agencies or contractors involved in enforcing traffic rules. That's led the media to speculate the explosions could be an extreme form of road rage. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
The third bomb in as many days, the 7th in all, exploded yesterday at the Driver and Vehicle Licensing Agency in the Welsh city of Swansea. That's the authority that issues driver's licenses for British people. One woman was treated for minor burns and 2 others for injuries to their hearing. A letter bomb exploded on Tuesday at a company that handles mail for a firm that makes traffic regulation devices. And on Monday, a woman was injured by a letter bomb at a company managing London's congestion charge, which bills motorists entering the city centre. Police say the bombs are similar to 4 others sent in January. Assistant Chief Constable Anton Setchell is the National Coordinator for Domestic Extremism.
This is now a very substantial investigation. It involves a number of police forces and includes national and regional specialist police resources. We are also supported by a number of other agencies. We have had no contact from any group or organisation claiming any responsibility or setting out their reason and motivations for the course of action that has been taken.
In the 1970s, the Irish Republican Army used letter bombs in its campaign to get the British government out of Northern Ireland. In recent years, animal rights activists have also used letter bombs to harass and injure those involved in experiments on animals. But there's no indication that either type of group is involved in these attacks. John O'Connor is a former senior officer in London's Metropolitan Police.
This is unlikely to be any form of organised group. This is not going to be a terrorist group. This, to me, has got all the hallmarks of somebody that has become deranged over something. But it's a person, I think, with reasonably high intelligence because the skill in making these devices, which is causing limited damage, but they always work.
Several newspapers have suggested that the bombs are being sent by someone with a bad case of road rage. Speed cameras have become a specific bone of contention for many British motorists in recent years. As they frequently photograph and then fine largely law-abiding drivers who may have slipped 1 mile per hour over the speed limit. But leaders of drivers' rights groups, such as Nigel Humphreys of the Association of British Drivers, say they're shocked by the apparent bombing campaign.
We're quite appalled in the Association of British Drivers that somebody has gone this far in terms of actually attacking people with letter bombs. In fact, it makes us feel a bit guilty that we haven't campaigned hard enough on the legitimate front against the things that we oppose to do with criminalising and bullying motorists. Because of our failure to campaign hard enough, somebody's had to resort to this.
Police have warned businesses and members of the public to be extremely cautious about packages in the mail over the next few days. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.